This week on The Takeaway, we've brought you several stories about health outcomes for Black Americans. We learn why more Black women are dying of cervical cancer in Alabama than anywhere else in the United States, and how stark racial gaps are impacting quality of life and health for African Americans in Wisconsin. Well, today we want to bring you a little bit of good news with a portrait of one community that recognized a problem and decided to fix it. For decades in the city of Sacramento, California, Black infants were dying at twice the rate of other racial groups. But Black infant deaths have decreased significantly in recent years. A new report from the Commission First Five Sacramento says there's been a 45% decrease in Black infant deaths between 2013 and 2016. Chet Hewitt is the president and CEO of the Sierra Health Foundation and co-chair of the Black Child Legacy Campaign, which has been on the front lines of this work. Chet, thanks for being with us.
Hello, Tanzia. Great to be here with you today.
Thank you so much. So give us a sense of why were Black babies dying at such a high rate in Sacramento? What did you find?
Well, as a health foundation, we know that many of the causes of the disparities in Black child mortality were really related to four primary causes. And one was a lack of access to health care, or what we would describe as perinatal conditions, infant sleep-related deaths, child abuse and neglect, and third-party homicides. And so as a community, we decided after 20 years of negative reports, this was something that needed to be addressed.
So some of the things that you outline, are those part of a larger picture of lack of insurance, of poverty? You mentioned third-party homicides, child abuse, neglect, access to health care. Tell us a little bit more about that community. What led to those conditions?
Well, like many communities across the country, Sacramento County is dealing with the racial disparities that have roots in issues around poverty and access to quality services. And so we knew that, you know, that was at the root of the challenges that we were facing. The real question was, would we have the political will and determination to really address those issues that are rooted in race and poverty-related issues.
So it sounds like you guys were able to get the political will to do that because you've actually seen some changes. Tell us a little bit about what actually was done. What has the commission done to make this change?
You know, I have to start off by acknowledging who was then a recently elected County Board of Supervisors, Phil Cerner, who received that report that stated that after 20 years, the disparity in a child death and mortality rates of African-American children had never changed, despite decreases in overall death rates for children. And it was at his request that a Blue Ribbon Commission was formed. I was fortunate enough to be part of that particular commission. And one of the recommendations that came out of that was to start a special committee that would take a look at the data we had put together and think about a plan of intervention. And that was simply to say, so what do you do about the knowledge that we now have?
And so what were some of the steps that you put in place, Chet?
Well, one of the things that we started with was to really make this a issue that was owned by the community. It was really surprising that when we released the data that showed that 82% of the preventable child deaths in the four areas I mentioned actually occurred in seven communities. So we not only did we know what the causes of death were, we knew the communities in which they were taking place. And as you stated earlier, these were not our most affluent communities. We also knew that there was clearly a racial dimension to this because of the way that Black children's mortality rates had stood out against all other children over that long period of time. And so the idea was to build real community connection, real community capacity to actually deal with these particular issues. And to have the public institutions that have been grappling with this to take somewhat of a backseat, in some ways to lead from behind, and to allow the kind of authentic community voices and institutions that had been serving this community to really be out front in terms of implementing interventions.
We spoke to one mother. Her name is Tamara Walton, and she participated in Black Mothers United, which is one of the local programs that's providing this type of education and support to Black moms in Sacramento. And she gave us a sense of what her experience was. Let's take a listen.
One of the best memories I have is we had a yoga class. And I was like, I have never done yoga ever in life. What am I going to do? But it was very relaxing afterward. My son was there. He was just a couple months old, but, you know, I was able to have him there, and just to have that connection with other moms, it just kind of made me feel at ease a little bit to know that I wasn't just the only one going through everything that I was going through. There was other women that looked like me that were pregnant or have, you know, had their babies and needed assistance just as much as I did.
Chet, have you heard stories that are similar to what Tamara just described there in terms of accessing yoga and other types of solutions?
Yes, I've had many, many stories like this. And the level of support to bring yoga to communities that often don't see that type of service and to use it within the realm of promoting health and well-being is part of what's led to such dramatic decreases. And as you said, we've seen all infant death rates for Black children decrease by 45%. But what's even more amazing in many respects, and that's a pretty amazing statistic by itself, is that you've seen the disparity between all other children and Black children decrease as well. And that's decreased by 76%.
That's a pretty significant decrease there, Chet. And I'm assuming you guys have plans for continuing that decrease further.
Yeah, our community is, you know, ecstatic about the results of the interventions. And we believe that we not only have the political will to continue, but clearly the kind of community support that it's going to require to reduce or eliminate the disparity in its entirety.
Chet Hewitt is the president and CEO of the Sierra Health Foundation and the co-chair of the Black Child Legacy Campaign. Thanks for being with us, Chet.
Thank you, Anthony.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.